AOL Instant Messenger, or AIM, signed off one final time this morning. The real-time person-to-person computer messaging system that started 20 years ago was taken offline by its parent company. And along with it, millions of archived teenage conversations. Here's NPR producer Kat Lonsdorf.
When I was a teenager, my response to this sound was practically Pavlovian. My heart would race, my fingers would twitch, I would leap to the family desktop computer. That was the sweet, sweet sound of a buddy coming online. It might have been my best friend or that cute boy from calculus. They were online and ready to chat. Until my parents needed the dial-up line for an actual phone call. Here's Rob Meyer. He covers tech for The Atlantic.
All you saw with AIM ever was just the words on the screen. But you were constantly imagining just the scene on the other side and what the person was doing there and how they were reacting. And that way it was such an imaginative form of media that made it so ripe for like all the possibility and excitement of teenagerhood.
AIM was born in 1997 and grew up during a time when computers were getting cheaper, internet was getting faster, and cell phones were just for talking. By 2002, AIM had more than 100 million users. Everybody had it.
Screen names were the, like, way of advancing your relationship with someone.
Which is why creating the perfect screen name was super important. And since we were all teenagers, our screen names were deeply embarrassing. Here's some of my coworkers at NPR.
The High Five Girl.
Blackest of Shadows, Shadows spelled with a Z.
CD54 Fly Guy.
RJ Bunny.
Chicken Wings 33. I don't know why. I think I thought, like, oh, that's a cool, like, food that dudes eat.
AIM peaked before Facebook existed, or Twitter, so this was the first time a lot of us were navigating what to share on the internet and how. Like the away message, which was basically a status update for when you weren't at the computer.
An away message was sort of like an out of office for an 11-year-old.
That's Caroline Moss. She's the 30-year-old behind the Twitter account at Your Away Message.
So you would put up an away message and you would put up like song lyrics from a Dave Matthews Band song or like a quote from The Notebook, and you'd pick your font and then you'd pick your color and you'd be like, I'm out with the girls at the mall.
But then Facebook showed up and smartphones. By 2012, the number of AIM users had dropped off significantly. We'd moved on to adulthood.
It was there, watching us all grow up from the sidelines.
Until today. I'm Kit Kat Cutie 21, or Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Washington.